This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to a new monthly favorites of Discovery with a K and Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And DC November was kind of a let's have the last debuts month.
Definitely, yeah.
With quite a few big comebacks, to be honest.
Girl, Red Velvet came back.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Vix came back.
Also, wild. Yes.
So there was a lot of amazing, amazing comebacks. New debuts even. And on my side in Hip Hop R&B, it was a blast. It was amazing. The quality was insane.
My indie children are feeling emotional this month.
Well, Christmas is an emotional month for the indie people.
Yeah. It's like the end of fall, the beginning of December, and everyone is like...
Bells.
Feeling it.
Yeah.
No, it's all like emotional stuff.
Oh, they don't have the little twinkly bells
yet. No.
Oh, wow.
No, not yet.
Impressive.
So, everyone's just depressed, you know. I prefer the bells.
Seasonal depression. Relatable. Okay.
Everyone's butt.
Okay, so let's kick this off. As usual, we're going to start with K-pop. And the first ones I want to talk about are the boys from Zero Base One and their second EP, Melting Point. So they came back with the second EP just a couple of months after the debut one, which is quite impressive. I love how they are changing concepts. So the first one was Flower Boys with the title track In Bloom for the debut album. Mm-hmm. Now they went with like Crush, which is a bit more angsty kind of. However, I believe that this is a more wintry release because of the song Melting Point. Okay. Melting Point. I change the names all the time. Anyway, Zero Base One is making it. I am very impressed with their work. I am I'm already a zeros, I think is the name of the fandom. They are incredible. These kids.
Wait, what's the name of the fandom?
I think it's Zeros.
Their fandom name is Zeros?
Yeah.
That is... That has such a different meaning.
It's a Z and then Rose. Zeros.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Do you remember that song from Hercules?
Oh, Zero from Zero to Hero.
Yeah.
I can see how that can play like that when you pronounce
that's
it.
That.
But in their defense, it sounds better in Korean.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about
okay,
that.
Okay, so just to let you know a bit about the achievements of this new group, they're already a double million seller with just two EPs.
Wild.
And then the first EP is the one that got the 2 million. And I think that by the time the first month of, I think the first few weeks, they already were almost a million sellings for the second EP, which it is insane. I've never, okay. If I remember well, I don't think previous idol groups formed through realities have sold these on the first release.
First release? I don't know.
No, I was trying to remember if 101 did it, or IZONE did it. For the first release, I don't think they did it. You know, not even Kepler. I don't think so. So I am very, very impressed with what these kids are pulling off right now. And this is full release, non-skip. Absolutely fantastic. The title track Crush goes off, shows a very edgy side of them, which is quite interesting because we had the contrast of the flowers. And this one kind of balances out with Melting Point because it's a soft winter song. It's very cute. I want to recommend Melting Point and Goodnight because they're warm, wintry songs and they're just cute. Okay. Moving on. Let's talk about a new debut, Catch the Young, with the EP Fragments of Youth. They're getting poetic with these names, gotta say. So, new rookie group under Evermore Entertainment, and it includes Gihun, Sunny, Namhyun, Changmu, and Yunyoung. This one, they went off with a pop-rock mix, which is not very common for rookies. Normally they do experiment a bit later on, but coming out debut with like pop rock, like this year a couple of rookies have surprised me with their choices for title songs for the debuts, and this is one of them.
Good. It's time.
Yeah, so the title track Youth mixes these two genres, pop and rock, but they throw retro in it. And it's a total vibe. Honestly, it's a vibe. I kind of like it. And nice. Yes, really, really into it. Next up is Omega X with the mini album, If You Know, You Know. Okay.
If I know that you know that I know,
yes.
Then what do we know?
Yes. And they made a little acronym, which I found quite cute, but it's If You Know, You Know. Yeah. So this is about power this time.
Nice.
The track mm-hmm. Junk Food, it's very much hip-hop driven. It's very sharp with the sounds, and it has a really nice balance between the singing and the rapping. And it's like it has a really nice instrumental line that was an interesting choice. I dig it.
Oh, great. Sweet.
And next up we have B.I. of I call him Hambing. He's right between K-pop sometimes or hip-hop, so I never know where to put him in. Sometimes nope. I just change him. So he released the second part of his series, Love or Loved, and we know Hambing. He really goes into feelings and emotions with his music, and he did that throughout this full EP, which is not surprising given the concept of it. So the track Love was pre-released, and it was quite a sentimental single, very pretty, and it's got a really nice double composition. And honestly, I will listen to all the songs because genre-wise, it's quite diverse, but it keeps that sentimental tone to it, even though it changes to hip-hop or sometimes more R&B driven, but it keeps that let's get into the feels kind of vibe.
Nice. Okay.
Moving on, we have the girls from aespa, and they came back with a 4-mini album, Drama.
Drama, mama.
So catchy. So catchy. The title track, Drama, is just so catchy. Powerful.
Okay. I'm not always the biggest aespa fan, at least their sound, right? I kind of really enjoyed this title track.
It's so catchy.
It's, I don't know, it's earworm.
Yes, literally. I really liked the arrangement. It's very much aespa core. And I really like, well, they're incredible vocalists as well. So the vocals are also something to note for the title track.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want to recommend for the R&B touch in that mini album, You, because it's got some beautiful orchestration in it going on and beautiful and soulful vocals. And this mini album also includes our summer single, Better Things, and I Am Still Obsessed. So it's definitely worth checking out the full mini album. Next up, the legends from VIX came back with the EP Continuum. Yeah. Honestly, I have...
Continuum? Wait, hang on. Let me take a look. Continuum.
Continuum.
Continuum, I think.
Yeah. Fantastic comeback. They delivered, killed it, smashed it with this...
The title track.
Insane.
Whoa.
Insane. So Amnesia is the track, and it's sexy, it's fun, vocal power, the arrangement, the musicality, all of it, perfection. So good. That song is so, so good.
Their music video is kind of reminded me of like Dune, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The visuals with like the desert and like the clothing. I thought it was dope.
They're doing some universe jumping in that music video. Honestly, I found it very confused. I was like, I dig the visuals. That's it.
But like the special effects?
Insane. I know.
They're so good. And I'm like, this is a music video, guys. Like, chill. I've seen movies amazing. With worse CGI. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. No, they really went for it. And damn, they delivered. It was amazing. And yeah.
Also, the makeup. Leo has.
Oh my god, yes.
Girl.
Those stylists
need
a raise. That the visuals were stunning. I was like, wow. Wow.
He be looking good.
Okay, but this EP with this mini album just keeps up the vibe throughout the full thing. But I want to recommend Lilac because it's got like a very delicate melody. I can't talk.
Melody. Let's go.
Yeah, it's got like very delicate melodies. I can't talk today. Wow. And honestly, it just goes to the feels, and I really like the softer side of Biggs as well, because they're in for very edgy concepts, okay? So once in a while...
I mean, they are the concept kings, so...
They're indeed. Many people are still talking about that love contract situation that came
the,
out.
The BDSM contract?
Oh, yeah.
Girl!
Yeah. It's still legendary. Wild. In the K-pop scene. And if you are an older young fan, it's you remember it. You
good
definitely
for them.
Remember it.
Good for them.
Okay, next up, I want to talk about Rocky. And here it is, his debut solo, Rockist. He's iconic. He is a former member of Astro, if you haven't heard about Rocky. I was quite sad when he left Astro.
Same.
Because I just think, like, as a group, you know, you kind of grow fond of the groups as a whole. However, this mini album, I could see a completely different Rocky, and it was very surprising for me because I've been following Astro since Sexy Something Cool. That song was
Crazy Sexy Cool?
Yes, been following since that comeback, and it's completely different tone. He really wanted to show his musical identity, and he totally did, definitely did. This EP goes into funk, retro. It's just very iconic. The title track is incredible. And then it just shows you his love for music and what he wants to create. Even he adds a bit, a couple of like these lines in the title track, which I found quite wow, but okay. The title track for this single, it's lovely. It has like a little of a saxophone moment, yeah, and retro funk. And if you know it, I do love a saxophone in a so,
true.
Give me
true,
those
true,
instrumentals. True. Listen to the full art, total non-skip. Loved it to bits. Last in K-pop, I want to talk about One Pact. So they are...
Oh, you skipped one, darling.
Oh, yeah. I skipped one. You're right. Well, let's talk about One Pact, and then I'll talk about the next one. So One Pact debuted. So we spoke about Jay Chang last month, I believe, because he debuted solo. So this is the group that he debuted in. So One Pact is the latest group under Armada Entertainment, and it consists of Changwoo, Jay Chang, Sungmin, Tag, and Yedom. A lot of them familiar from Boys Planet.
Okay.
Yes. So the member Tag, I think he was supposed to be in Boys Planet, but he dropped before it started. He produced most of the songs for this mini album and wrote a lot of the lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So talented. The songs are well balanced. There is a mix between genres, which is always good for rookie groups. Really balanced when it comes to vocal rapping. A few songs are more vocal driven, other ones are more rap driven, which is perfect. So you can see the best of both sides. It's just a really great mini album to show the vibe of each one of the members. I really like the title track Must Be Knife because it's kind of emotional. I did not expect that type of title track for them, but honestly, it totally killed it. And if you want to go off, just check GOAT because that song is fantastic. Okay?
Nice.
Yeah. Now, really, the last one is my boy, Bang Yedam, with his debut solo, Only One. If you've heard this podcast for a bit, you know about me and Bang Yedam and how much I've been following him since he was in the Silver Voice for YG years ago.
Why is this his solo debut? Hasn't he already released music?
He released a couple of singles, but they weren't official solo debuts. Just singles while he was under YG.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Yedam is known in the industry. It's like, we're all seeing him grow into the figure he's now, you know, and I think that many people will be like, oh yeah, he's a full-blown adult, but when you see him, I think he was KS Star 3 or 4, and he competed with Akmu, I think. It's the full thing, the full wholesome picture. It's just cute, the full thing. So it's yeah, but he's an adult now. It's shocking. Anyways, that was a solo album. And
I mean, that tends to happen, you know?
Yeah, but it just happens so fast. I still remember his Shawn Mendes cover for the YG show when they were trying to create Treasure. I was cute moments. Anyway, I think that already all of the guys that were in the Silver were from YG. That already debuted. I think all of them. Which, good for them. Anyways, Yeah, Damp went for a soft concept with his EP. His singing is as soulful as it was before. He just keeps bringing out the feels with his very, very beautiful, beautiful singing. That kid can sing, is incredible. And in this release, he created a lovely mix of pop and EDM. It's just really fun, unique, very much the Yedam we expected.
Yeah.
Listen to the title track Only One, because it's lovely. It's got a lovely instrumentation and it's got a bit of a mix of R&B and pop that suits him perfectly. It just goes so well with his vibe and his tonality, all of it. So, yay, Yedam. Congratulations on your debut.
Yay!
Yes. So, tell me about pop for you.
Okay. We started off with our Murder Bees. Red Velvet came back with their album Chill Kill.
Yes.
And it was so well worth the wait. Like, it's a solid title track. Chill Kill is amazing. The vocals are amazing. Yeah. The layering, all of it, catchy, great. Music video, insane. But one of my favorite tracks on the album is Underwater.
Mm-hmm.
It was also our song of the week last week.
Okay.
Like the first week of December. And it just, this is their velvet side.
Yes, I know, and I love it.
I've been waiting for so long.
It's been a couple of mini albums.
Girl, wild. But Underwater is such a good R&B track. It's everything I've been waiting for. And I'm 100% sure that a lot of listeners who were waiting for the Velvet Side are obsessed with Underwater. If I am to recommend one more song, it would be Will I Ever See You Again for some like amazing synth pop. And honestly, this is Red Velvet, so just listen to the full album.
Indeed.
Because, like, vocal queens, concept queens, like, the full listen through is amazing. Like, Iced Coffee, brilliant, love it. Knock Knock, amazing, obsessed. Like,
yeah. K-pop so needed Red Velvet, that's it.
Yes. yes. They'll need it forever, you know. next up are my kids from Stray Kids.
Yeah.
With their album Rockstar. I feel like they've been releasing so much music.
A lot.
Like, they never take a break. What is a break, you know?
The Triracha line, they do be producing left, right, and center, huh? Eating, like, producing.
It's insane, like... You know how you have, like, people who talk about their idols needing to take a break and remember to sleep?
Mm.
Well, with Triracha, they need to be reminded to sleep, because I don't think they do, because this pace is intense.
Pretty much, and I just saw a couple of TikToks before, and they're getting buffer as well. So I'm like, these kids are, like, exercising while writing songs.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Changbin has arms. Like,
yeah.
Crazy. Anyways, love, really enjoyed the mini album. Listen to Megaverse, which I think is the opening track, because it's insane. And, like, all the Omegaverse jokes.
Oh, okay.
They were so funny. Like, it doesn't make any sense in, like, the song, but still.
The references. Cute. Yeah.
Their title track, La La La, is so quintessential Stray Kids. It's so dope. So well done. Like, the beat is insane. The pacing is crazy. The music video is great. So it's, you know, it's a really fun listen, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. Next up, we're going to Kiss of Life with their second EP, Born to Be XX. This was great. I like these kids a lot.
Yeah, you know that I was doing a bit of research on Kiss of Life because I did see their choreography and I was, well, impressed. One of the members is Natty, and she debuted solo. I didn't know. I was like, that name seems familiar.
the song Teddy Bear or something.
Yes, like a few years ago, I think. Like, yeah. 2019 yeah, might have been yeah. 2020, something like that.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome together. I love their, like, vocals, their old-school rap verses. They just have, like, this full package of charisma, power vocals, and presence.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious to see where they're going to go.
Yes. Yeah, the vocalists are quite a strong in Kiss of Life. I was watching the award season has opened, people. And they, for the MMAs, their performance was insane.
Yeah.
Those high tones were impressive.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen a couple of live
No,
videos,
they said so no I'll pre-recording. Like, nice. It's no pre-recording, just them. I was like, wow.
Sweet.
Yes.
Going back to the EP, definitely listen to Bad News because it's a bop. Mm-hmm. Bop, bop, bop. And then also listen to Nobody Knows because it's such a banger and it's like old school piano pop and it's just it's really, really nice. Listen to it. You won't regret it. I think they all have solo tracks on the EP as well.
Yeah.
So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Next up, I am my ladies from Dreamcatcher
yeah.
with Villains. I have to admit, the first time I listened to OOTD, I was not 100% sure.
They weren't vibing with it.
Well, I was like, okay, this is okay. Like, this is fine.
Mm.
But I wasn't, like, immediately in love as I've been with former Dreamcatcher title tracks.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
So I was like, where is this gonna go? But the rest of the album or the EP is like great.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I hear like the hook of OOTD, I don't know if I'm brainwashing myself.
You are. Welcome to the club.
Well, I enjoy it now.
I do believe also, like if you listen to Sticker a few more times, you'll like it.
Yeah, no thanks.
I will follow with my sticker agenda until you listen to the full thing.
If you are looking for more of their like classic rock sound,
yeah.
Listen to Rising because it's all there. Interesting thing is I saw a TikTok about Taylor Swift listening to this mini album and enjoying it.
Oh,
I know. I haven't looked it up if it's actually real or not, or if it was like
AI.
But I'm gonna believe that it was real and that all the Swifties are gonna be like, ooh, who are these girls? And they're gonna look into it more.
Yeah.
That would be
amazing.
Insane.
Mm, definitely. Yeah.
Next up, we're going to another vocal queen, Ms. Taeyeon, with her new mini album, 2X. This was a very nice listen. I wasn't as... Okay, hear me out. What was the album like... Spark or something.
Uh-huh.
Like 2 or 3 years ago, she released a full-length album that I was and still am obsessed with.
Okay.
Amazing. And with this, I was a bit like, where's the spice? You know? Because mm-hmm. it's all like very like mellow R&B. And yes, there's some like vocal high moments and like belts and stuff. But I was like, I'm missing like a punch. You know? But when I listened to it the second time, I was like, okay, this is starting to click into place a bit more. Again, don't know if it's brainwashing or not. But listen to the title track because it's really cool. Very smooth R&B. But my favorite track of the mini is Melt Away.
Okay.
Because there's a trumpet and like a really nice bass. And, you know, we're suckers for brass.
Definitely. So.
Also, she has some, like, killer vocals in the bridge. And I love a good bridge, so.
That's very fair. That's very fair.
I like it a lot. Anyways, that was my slide for the K-pop in K-pop indie world. The K-pop world.
Let's move on to the hip-hop and R&B world.
Let's go.
So the zine was honestly pretty impressive this month. Not gonna lie, it was quite good. So, we started strong with Zyro Park and the second part of Where Does the Squash Live? I love this man.
Is it the squash or the Sasquatch?
Honestly, I'm not sure at this stage.
I think it's a Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch, okay. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'm very confused as well with the name and the concept as well. But I mean, I'm really into it.
Oh, nice. I haven't listened to the album yet, but I am definitely planning on doing that.
Amazing.
Because part one was sick.
It was amazing. So he had an amazing 2023, and the second part of this full concept is iconic. I really love the Dr. Zeus-esque vibe going on with the concept. Love it. They did the track Bye 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 featuring Seong, and Seong was one of my favorite artists of 2023. He's just so talented. But anyway, this song, it's amazing. The lyrics, the beats, the concept, all of it. Chef kiss. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Insert again the Lady Gaga meme. All of that.
Amazing. Groundbreaking. Inspiring. Never been done before. Yeah.
Incredible. But I want to talk about the intro track, because I like how Zyra Park for this full concept was so smart at planning the placement of the tracks. And I want to talk about the first one, which is the intro for the music video, because it's a narrator. It's someone reading.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, the intro track, Don't Make Him a Villain, sets off the pace and the concept of this release. And it sounds silly to say there is someone just narrating the story, but it's just such a dope a start for an album, and it slides into the other songs. Beautifully done, lyrically cohesive, the full lot of so fantastic masterpiece. Listen to the full lot. Just amazing.
Sweet.
Yeah. Moving on, I want to talk about a new find, which is Kayavant? These made up names, honestly, so hard to pronounce.
Girl, I have no idea either. Kayavant?
Her EP, Goodbye Pieces, so beautiful. So this is a brand new find for me in the R&B scene. This woman has some incredible smooth vocals with a tone and just this calm kind of so feeling that it's so beautiful. It's been a while since I've listened to someone with that tonality in the vocals. It's just so pretty. The instrumentals in this EP are stunning, and just makes it such an easy and peaceful listen, if you know what I mean.
I getcha.
It just rolls so nicely that you're like, oh wow. Wow. I want to recommend listen to We Were Young Then, because it's pretty and emotional and very heartwarming, right? Love it. Okay, beautiful. Moving on, one of the longest releases I've seen in a while. Let's talk about Crush and Wonder Eagle.
Traumatizing.
It's been a while since I've seen such a long.
Writing about it is traumatizing because it's so long.
Well, after listening, I did listen to the full lot after, because I just wanted to know how everything was, you know, planned, whatever. And it's actually very fun and pretty diverse as well. Okay, he takes listeners and fans through a listening experience, because he goes through groovy tunes, he will go through R&B, we have funk, we have hip-hop, we have a bit of everything, to be honest. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, the title track felt a bit 2000s, early 2000s vibes with a touch of funk, which made it super fun because I really liked it. But for me, the cherry on top were the performance in the music video, because it was fantastic. That choreography. I was like, damn, girl, go and get it. So good.
I'm not sure if I've actually watched the music video.
It's a performance video, basically. And I just loved it. Because it's like the song is good, but the song paired with the music video, I was like, yes. Hell yeah.
Okay, fair.
Okay, I want to recommend the single A Man Like Me, because it takes a 90s R&B turn. Okay, and it's just childhood. You know? Totally dig it. The instrumentals, the vocals, all of it, super smooth, very Crush. Crush, he can sing, we know all of
them. I mean, Crush can sing, Crush can compose.
He can
Crush makes great music.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. He's crushing it. Apologies.
Yeah, so moving on. I think that this album is worth checking out. I mean, it's got 19 songs, okay? I'm pretty sure someone's gonna find something they like, to be honest.
I mean, it'd be hard not to.
And if you are into, I think he went a bit retro, talking like early 2000s, 90s with this release, which is...
How is early 2000s retro?
I don't know.
We're still like 2003, like, you know?
Well, he goes a bit old school, let's say, with this release. And like, I really, really liked it. Moving on, one of my personal highlights, it was Dean and Die For You.
Drum roll.
Yes.
Dean's back, baby.
First official comeback, and he delivered. Maybe he was sick of all the AI covers that fans made.
No, that's
of other...
it. That's literally it. He was sick of the AI
covers. Oh, really?
So he was like, let me just give them a song.
Honestly, my TikTok at one stage was flooded with AI covers by Dean.
Yeah, because he hasn't released anything in like 10 years or so.
Oh, it's not. It hasn't been 10 years, I'm sure, but...
I thought it was like...
It's been at least, well, a few years, maybe 4 or 5, maybe, not sure, to be honest.
In K-pop world...
That's 20.
That's a decade.
Well, the song, Die For You, it's... I feel like when I listen to it, and I love Dean, okay? And it's just the Dean I fell for with his music, anyways, is everything. It's so sentimental, and Dean is very nostalgic with his music, and it was just so beautifully done that I was like, okay, give me an album now. You know?
What? Are we gonna stalk him like people are stalking Rihanna for the music? Like, where's the album? When are we gonna get the album?
Damn, Dean.
Damn, Dean!
We're gonna get that album. When? Well, anyways, Die For You. Yeah, it made my fanger heart happy. I just really, really love that song. So
it's an amazing song. And like after even like a couple of hours, I already saw like covers up on TikTok and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, people are welcoming him back. Welcome.
Yes, it's like the perfect song to listen to on a cold, rainy day. You know?
Let's just all be depressed because that's right now.
I mean, it's called Die For You. You know what I mean?
I mean, if he can die for you, he can make an album. You know
Please.
What I mean?
Well, let's move on and talk about the boy Punchinello. He's not a boy, but you know, I call everyone the boy. He released the EP Bury, and I love this EP. I really like Punchinello, and this time he went for a more indie concept. And I loved
Interesting.
It. Loved it so much. Loved it so much. It's got like a very indie sound, incorporated a lot of lo-fi with instrumentals and emotional rapping. Like, do you know this type of rapping that is sort of like emotional, quite like low and, you know, that type of vibe?
Yeah. I'm following.
I want to recommend Bury featuring Zole because the vibes are immaculate and I love Zole.
Also Zole, yeah.
Yes. And I want to recommend Wind because it has the indie hip-hop core I really, really like.
Oh, sweet.
Total non-ski people, okay. Listen to it. Last on my side, I want to talk about Tank. So he really...
Rip SEO.
Yes. Yes, but you actually know him.
I do?
Yes, he created the song 183 centimeters or 153 centimeters. You know that song.
Wait. Oh, wait!
Yes.
The LGBTQ one.
Yes, correct.
Yes! Nice.
Yes. So he came back with the album Rumors. And this album is interesting. Okay? So I know him from that song specifically.
Yeah.
Okay, but for this one, he goes kind of the opposite way, at least for me. Hear me out.
Which way?
Okay, he goes experimental. Okay, he goes quite experimental with his sound. Yeah. But when, as you listen to it, it becomes a bit of a cool ride. It's nice. Honestly, I really like it because it's a little more rap driven, but it has those little R&B gems we know him for. You know, so I want to recommend the singles NTR and Rumors if you are more into R&B, his R&B side. But if you are into a hip-hop experience, just listen to the full album because it's quite dope. And, you know, he supports the LGBTQ community, so support Tank.
Support me. Yeah.
Now, tell me about your indie kids.
Okay, let's start with the single album Brachio by Darin. She is such a good singer, first of all. On the single album, there's two tracks. We have Mer, and then we have Brachio. Mer is about feeling love as deep as an ocean,
Oh,
according to the
wow.
album description. And girl, it's such a beautiful track. It's soft, it's dreamy, it will have you like swaying a little when you're listening to
Oh,
it.
nice.
There's also a violin in the backing track,
Sold.
so it's
Yeah.
kind of hard not to like that. And then Brachio is like, Mer feels kind of hopeful and lovely and sweet, and then Brachio is like a lot sadder. And I was reading the lyrics and I'm like, this is ooh,
Sad.
my heart. It's like very minimal instrumentation. It's just a little bit of piano. And especially in the beginning, the vocals are a lot, well, a lot, like still tastefully done, but the
Yeah.
vocals are a lot louder or more in the front than the piano.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
So you feel like you're just listening to her tell you a story, basically.
Nice.
And it's just, right, the hearts. Anyways, it's lovely. Go listen to it because I feel like she's very underrated. So that's quite sad. Next up, I wanted to talk about Guac and his single album, Same Old.
Okay, that's an SEO situation there as well.
Pretty much, yeah. But I've been on a bit of a guac binge.
Okay.
sorry. Such a dumb joke.
Here I am with the dad jokes again.
I'm sorry. I actually featured him as my indie pick, I think
Okay.
last week or the week before, because as soon as I heard the song, I was like, okay, I need to listen to more of this. So the single album is called Same Old, but the title track is Addict, which is what got me addicted.
Oh my God.
I know. This is just really a stunning track. It's like indie folk, has really cool distortion on the vocals.
Okay.
So it feels like, did you listen to indie folk in like the early 2000s?
No.
Do you know James Vincent McMorrow?
Honey, what do you think?
Okay. Anyways, if anyone knows James Vincent McMorrow, you're gonna enjoy this track a lot because it's great.
Okay.
Keep Me Sane is the second track of that single album. Has like an acoustic guitar going, and it's also really nice, but Addict is definitely my favorite from that.
Okay. Gonna check it out.
Next up is
Yeah.
the first Christmas song I'm sharing. It's Luca Minor.
Yes, I know him. Yeah.
I mean, how could I
Yeah,
not
you love him.
share this? Like, he released the song Christmas Miracle, and it's
A Christmas
literally,
miracle.
no, I was not gonna make a pun, but you forced me to. No, this track is literally Jazzy Christmas from a black and white movie. There's a flute in the instrumentation, like, oh, it's so good. I am gonna be adding this to the K Indie Christmas Jams.
Okay.
So be prepared for that. Next up is Cacophony.
Yes.
She is back with a full album. And it's called Deepuck, Dipuc. And hear me out.
Yes.
It's fantastic. Like, she is such a brilliant musician.
Yeah.
Insane. But so remember that painting in the New Jeans music video?
Yes.
This was kind of an inspiration for Deepak because Deepak is the reverse of Cupid.
Oh.
Yeah, and hear me out. Okay. It's a lot, but I'm not gonna read all of it. I'm gonna read a part of the album description.
Yeah.
So in the album description, she writes that Cacophony has been at the end of Cupid's arrow a lot, And that has caused like a lot of pain because of like bad relationships and stuff like that. So now she's reversing it, stepping into her own power. And instead of being at the end of the arrow, she's the one shooting the arrow.
Oh.
And if you look at the album cover, she's literally holding like the bow to shoot the arrow with. And it's awesome. And it's like all about reclaiming that power.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so dope.
I have a question. Did she do a little movie about it? Because I do remember that a couple of years ago, she did this movie about that concept. And I do believe that this concept of reversing Cupid's arrow and just embracing and taking that power, it would be an amazing,
amazing. It's just a music video. But hear me out. Mm. She's pole dancing in the music video. Oh! And it's beautiful.
Wow.
Like, I've been following her on Instagram for a while, and I kept seeing, like, little clips and photos of her pole dancing, not knowing that she would use this in a music video.
Not connecting the dots.
No, because I'm dumb, obviously. but it's so, like, you could say that, like, pole dancing, oh, it's like a stripper thing, but it's not. It's like a sport, first of all. And second of all, this is done in such a way that it's so artistic.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that it fits within that concept of reclaiming.
Of course.
Your, like, sexuality and your female power and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it's about empowerment. Like, pole dancing is feeling comfortable and you're in your skin and reclaiming that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. In the album description, it says, she becomes dominant who can seduce, trample, and hurt others, growing into her enemy self, but then also being her, like, more powerful self.
Interesting.
It's sick. Two tracks I wanted to recommend is the opening track, Draw the Bow Right Now, and Lean Your Body on Me. Honestly, listen to the full album because it's sick.
Okay.
Enough about my love for Cacophony. Let's go to my love for Kotaba.
Yeah.
The band. They released their new EP, Humanoid Operational. This is such a dope mini album. Like, this was a good month for indie.
I see.
It's like super cool rock moments. The intro is super dope. Koi, the track, really well done. I really wanted to recommend Forest of Kiri because it's super hectic instrumentally.
Yeah.
Like, they literally bounce from like different section to different section with completely different instrumentation, completely different vibes. And it's so interesting to listen to.
Cool.
And you're like, how does this work as one track? But it kind of flows.
Interesting.
And like, it's a bit jarring, but not jarring as in, I want to turn this off because this sucks. It's jarring in, I need to pay attention and I need to like actively listen to this.
Interesting.
It's cool. So go listen to it. Nice indeed. The last one I wanted to recommend is Jongmila and her album Riverside. This is sad.
Yeah.
Sad. So in the album description, she writes that the start of this album came after she was taking a walk and she was on the bridge and she saw flowers strapped to like a pole on the bridge, meaning that someone had committed suicide there, and that like shock to her system kind of set the full album in motion with like everything that she wanted to talk about, like her personal feelings. And you can sense that this is like a deeply personal and human and tender and gentle album, because it's like, even the opening track, Rainy Season, you can hear the rain. And it sets this tone where you're like, okay, this is going to be introspective. And that kind of flows throughout the full album. And like in Riverside, you can hear like the sound of a train going over the train tracks.
Okay.
And I love that addition. Like, it's not throughout the full track. It's just, like, nearing the end.
Yeah.
And it's, like, if you've commuted a lot, like, when we were living in Dublin, I was commuting,
yeah,
like, an hour and a half to work. And it was, like, bus after bus after bus and then walking. And it just, when you're transport that long and you don't really have to be driving and you don't have to focus on anything, you kind of tend to like immerse yourself,
mm-hmm,
in yourself.
Yeah,
like you're thinking about your day, thinking about your feelings, thinking about like, oh, this happened and that happened, and it makes you very introspective and reflective of everything. And it's just, this is a beautiful, beautiful album. And I want to do a deep dive into the lyrics more.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm missing a chunk of lyricism there.
Yeah.
And like poetry there.
But let's talk about how amazing it is that you can get the feelings just by the musicality of it without knowing all the lyrics. The power of music.
I know. Crazy. And it's just, sometimes it's hard to put it into words because we're not native speakers.
Yeah.
We're not, like, you could speak a little bit of Korean, but I can't speak any Korean. So I'm always, like, going through translations.
Yeah.
And even when I'm saying something in English, it is a translation of what my native language would say.
Yeah.
So there's all these, like, language barriers, even when, you know, my English is fine. It's not really a barrier anymore. But it's still there because of all the minutiae of it.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, language, you know.
But it's still beautiful, the fact that she can communicate all of that deeply personal emotions through music and, you know, through the stories she wants to tell. So, impressive.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So,
great.
Go listen to her, please.
Please.
Por favor.
So, that was it for this month's favorites.
Yeah, it's a long one.
It was a long one, but we had high quality music, people, so I hope you also enjoyed this. And remember to follow us at thekmail.com, and we have a few of these reviews on the webpage as well, so make sure to check that out, and we'll see you next month for another episode of Monthly Favorites. Bye bye.
Bye.